Good evening and welcome to this week's Politically Incorrect with your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is the Biden Blitzkrieg, Takeover of America, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Help keep the truth online. We open with a prayer. A very special prayer. No matter what you think of 9/11, no matter what you think of the radical Muslim communities, or whether the FBI and the CIA were involved, whether it was a conspiracy, many people died 9/11, 20 years ago. People were desperate enough to jump from the top of a burning building. No hope in sight. Knowing they're meeting the maker at the bottom of that trap, of that trip. Heavenly Father, we pray that the evil that caused the 9/11 disaster, evil that's politics, the evil that's religion, conflicting beliefs, the evil that's growing worse, we pray that you see that people see the error. We see young youth shooting people for no reason. Children in school. We see people being beaten and whipped in Afghanistan. Women who are just looking for the right to exist and to be human. The God-given right. Let's pray for these people. Let's pray for the people that are doing that evil. Let's pray for our world and our nation, for a better planet under your heavenly grace and glory. Amen. Have a moment of silence for all those who died in 9/11. In remembrance of those many souls. Thank you, dear Lord, for allowing those of us who are with us today to be here. And to our patrons, Lisa, Reverend Dave, Alicia, and Catherine, and all those who support and show up for these great podcasts. Shout out to Marilyn and my daughter Anna and Joanne, Zygmunt, and a couple others that have entered the studio. They're regulars. Please, we love you. We need you. We need the word to get out. There's a lot of words that need to get out, and it's going to get worse before it gets better. Thank you for showing up every week, supporting our podcast. Please share and let your friends know about us as well. So I'm not even sure where to begin. There's a couple of aspects to what we're doing tonight. Obviously, you're probably all aware that the dictator in charge came on this evening, violated our constitutional rights, violated legal rights of the United States of America, impeachable offenses. That's the main topic for tonight. There's a secondary topic where the judicial system is going after the great state of Texas and their laws against abortion. I'm going to start with that because that really torques me. Then we'll get on to the topic of the night. You know, the mainstream media was saying that Joe Biden or the judicial system under the auspices of Joe Biden, going after the state of Texas. They're going to try to get an injunction so that the new law preventing abortions after 6 weeks is put on hold. Now, these are the same people that want to throw masks and on your face and vaccines in your arm to protect the innocent people of the world. But they're going to kill our babies. They want the right to go out and murder our unborn infants. Does that make any sense? Then they have the audacity to say that it's a breach of our democracy, which we don't have to begin with. And it's against the Constitution. Folks, when I heard that, I spent the last 3 hours reading the Constitution of the United States of America, Declaration of Bill of Rights, backwards and forwards. I can find no law whatsoever that gives Joe Biden or the judicial system the right to kill babies. Nor does it give a woman a right to kill an unborn child that's not part of her. That same Constitution does not give Joe Biden the right to inflict damage to the states of the country. Joe Biden actually said that he was going to go after the states and the governors who refused to abide by his will, the will of the king, to force businesses and force private companies to inject their people with vaccines that are totally untested, to force their constituents and their citizens to wear worthless face masks. Folks, I'm going to get a little testy tonight. I hope that this doesn't affect our podcast, because you're not allowed to talk. I'm going to try to keep it down as much as I can and stay as calm as I can, because you're not allowed to speak anymore. But the fact is, Joe Biden tonight went out and stated that he is going to force the labor industry and OSHA to mandate the vaccine for every human being that works in a company with 100 or more people. He was going to go after the governors and force them to abide by it. Folks, the Constitution, Amendment 10, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Where does this give Joe Biden the right to inflict damage to our individual constituents and our citizens? He has no legal right. The CDC has no legal right. The states can mandate that under an order of authority if they want to. And that's, you know, unfortunate, but it's up to the states. It's up to the communities. It's not up to the president of the United States. No state. Here's another one. No state. Amendment 14. Ratified July 9th, 1868. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States of America, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. You got to look at that closely. The right of liberty. Do I have my liberty if I have to be forced to get injected with a dangerous poison in order to go to a movie theater? It's a private industry, not regulated by the federal government. This needs to stop. Not only does it need to stop, but it needs to stop right now. I'm really mad, you know, in case you hadn't figured it out. I don't get really mad too often. In fact, in the last even through the Obama administration, I didn't get that mad. You know, I the biggest thing about the Obama administration was the mandate for the medical system, which forced people to work less than 30 hours. You know, they want people to work. They want people to make money. But no, they want to work less than 30 hours because they want to control them under the welfare state. Go on, Obamacare. That was the only thing about the Obama administration that really torqued me. You know, I didn't like Barack Obama. I loved listening to him. He was a great speaker. Whether you believe what he said or not, he was fun to listen to. Adolf Hitler was a great speaker, too. Wonderful to listen to. Even if you don't understand the language. That's the crazy thing. John F. Kennedy was another one. But Joe Biden is, I'm going to lay it out, folks. You know, flat out, plain and simple. You can agree or disagree. You can give me a thumbs up if you got that on your phone or whatever you're listening to me on. If you agree or disagree, I'm going to tell you like it is. In my 65 years of life, as of October anyway, I have never, including Hillary Clinton, including Joe Biden, including my worst enemies, the people who hate me most in this world for being who I am and for speaking out, I have never, ever met a more despicable, evil, horrible, rotten, miserable, lousy, ungodly, satanic bastard like Joe Biden. If anyone disagrees, tell me. I don't know what else to say. There's no other words for it. This man needs to be impeached. He needs to be gone along with his henchwoman. We need to defy every order he gives, whatever it is. We need to stand on the streets. We need to walk into buildings. We need to do what the French are starting to do and just walk right past the guards. Tell them to shove their vaccine cards up their backside. It's getting out of hand, folks. We don't have another 3 years. We cannot tolerate another 3 years of this idiot moron in the White House. And these pansy people that he's put in office and trying to throw out all the Trump people. He tells them they got to quit. I don't know if you heard that one. He wants everyone in the military to quit. That was on the Trump team. The whole party, the whole group, the Democrat Party is just, it's an evil, miserable, satanic party, anti-God, anti-human. He's a puppet. The comment was he's a puppet. He's a puppet, but he's still an idiot. Not only is he an idiot, but he's being manipulated, and he looks like a fool when he speaks. Can't even keep his line straight. He and that idiot press secretary, what a jerk she is. Oh my God, as soon as she opens her mouth, I don't even want to say the word. What a jerk. I hear the other day, she's like, the reporters asked her, what Joe Biden's going to say tomorrow? This was yesterday. What Joe Biden's going to say tomorrow is going to affect us? How's it going to affect us? Is it going to have any effect on us? Well, not if you're vaccinated, was her answer. You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be kidding me. You know, I'm wondering, I'm curious too. They want to mandate every company over 100 people gets vaccinated. Folks, I work from home, and it's pretty much permanent now. I work from home, essentially in quarantine. What in the hell do I have to get vaccinated for? Tell me, does that make any sense? Zero. I'm waiting for them to cross me. They're going to cross the wrong person. You see, the problem is I don't fly planes in general. I don't go into federal buildings too often. There's things I just don't do, at least not right now. But when they cross me, and I think it's going to come soon. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. They're going to find they crossed the wrong person. Because I'm about this far. And the problem is, you know, you can fight these things when you have a reason to fight it. I haven't got to that point. I want to fight it. I want other people to fight it that are being affected by it, and they refuse to. They're like, oh, you got to do the right thing. You got to do the right thing. Well, what is the right thing? The right thing is to allow people to do what they want. We got over 70%. You know, they told us, they lied to us. They told us last year that when it hit 70% vaccination, oh, everything's cool. We got 70%. We don't need 80. We don't need 90. We need the government to get out of our backsides and go to hell. That's what we need. We need Donald Trump back is what we need. How about that? But we cannot take another 3 years of this. And God knows what happens if that idiot vice president takes over. Man, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just totally fed up with it, folks. When I heard that, I got torqued. And I said, you know, I knew this was going to be my topic for the podcast tonight, but I didn't know it was going to be that bad. I'm waiting to see the reactions. This will probably go on again next week, depending on what transpires between now and then and how things start and what their mandates are. How the hell does the government dictate the labor industry? They want OSHA to enforce this. This is not a workplace hazard. It's not something that's controllable that you can't, you know, you put a mask on when you're in a dusty environment. You put a mask on for this vaccine, you get the friggin' thing anyway. You know, the sad part is that, you know, things take a long time to die. Big things like a world full of people. You know, look at how long it took the Jews to get out and get away from slavery. Years and years and years. This is the start of the tribulation, I'm sure. We're going to meet, I think everyone, regardless of age at this point, is going to meet their maker, meet their Lord before the tribulation. Because things go very slowly. God gives us a lot of chances. They're going to have every chance in the world to do what's right. Yet the whole world has gone satanic. Evil has taken over every nation in this world. Nowhere to run. Nowhere to hide. Pure evil. I'm totally fed up with it. But to do what, I mean, Biden has done the impeachable offense today by mandating private industry. He's not allowed to. By telling the governors he's going to override them. He's going to override the governors when the Constitution says it's up to the states to enforce those laws. It's up to the states to make those laws. It's not up to the federal government. And not, let alone one idiot president. First, they need to get rid of these stupid executive orders. There should be no executive order except for a total, you know, martial law situation where a foreign nation is taking over. I mean, this is ridiculous. You shouldn't be able to pen something in for the duration of your time you're in office. You should have to go through Congress. Enough of this already. And the people, you know, the people are really becoming evil. They're becoming as evil, and it's all the ones that have lost God and lost their sense of humanity. And then And then Biden, rather, is going up against Texas again. He's saying how bad it was that Texas put up this law and then has the citizens enforce it. He's essentially deputized citizens and given a reward of up to $10,000 for finding someone who's gone and had an abortion after 6 weeks. I love it. What's wrong with that? It's called deputy. It's called a deputy posse. We've had posses for years, being deputized by the sheriff's departments. This is nothing new, folks. When the law enforcement, when the mayors, when the elected officials refuse to enforce the law, refuse to follow the Constitution of the United States of America, the Constitution of their states, and the Constitution of sensibility, and throw the Bible down the toilet, we the people, we the deputized people, need to take over. And what they did in Texas was just phenomenal. More power to them. They even put up advertisements about it. It's just phenomenal. We need to take our nation back. Texas is a great starting point. I hope they win every battle. I hope they fight everything to the death and to the point where they, you know, where they win everything. Because they're abiding by the Constitution. The state sets the rules. The state's trying to set the rules. The federal government's not allowing them. We need to pass on the word. We need to tell our friends, our neighbors. We need to tell the people who hate us why we hate them. I hate to say that because as a good, you know, God-fearing Christian, people shouldn't do that. But I hate Joe Biden. I'm telling you. I'm sorry, Lord. God, forgive me. Forgive me, for I have sinned. But I hate Joe Biden. I'm telling you right now. And I hate his cohort, Vice President. And that's because I hate Satan. And Biden is the mouthpiece of Satan. It's the most evil thing that's ever happened to this nation. That's why I call it the Blitzkrieg, because it's the beginning of the takeover. Once you control the corporations and you control the states, that one dictator in charge controls the entire country. It's exactly the way Hitler came in. We have found in Joe Biden America's Hitler. Don't think for 1 minute that that's not true. Biden is the most evil, most lousy, miserable excuse for a human being on this planet. We need to start stepping up one by one. You know, we have to find enough people to fight back we have to do it legally, because that way it proves our Constitution. We need to prove the Constitution is valid. The Constitution says the president can't take over the states. The president cannot dictate to the states or private industry. You know, you can't do it. You can't do it. Now, how can you do it when you can't do it? Why are we letting this man get away with this? I've got my eye open. When I find an ability to sue I've stirred up a number of lawsuits myself. I haven't filed them because again, it doesn't affect me, a lot of these things. But when I find the right time, the right place, I'm going to gather all the people I've met in my political travels. File that suit against the federal government, against Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Congress of the United States of America. We can fight back. We can fight back. We can't keep silent. We have to do it cautiously on social media or we'll be banned. We still have to fight back. We have to dispute every time someone has a sentiment about us being the people in the wrong. You know, I don't have a problem when there's a solution to an issue. I don't have a problem with things like vaccination. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Not at all. I take my flu shots every year. There's certain things that I get shots for. And the flu shots, I've gotten the flu with the flu shots. They're a normal vaccine. But it was my choice. My choice to take those. My choice to save my life or not. They want the choice to be able to kill babies. I don't get it. I don't get it. Yeah, my daughter's saying she hasn't had a flu shot since she was, what, 12? That's her choice. We never forced that on her. Why do we have a choice with every other shot in the book? But not this stupid thing. And you know, if they had approached it different, if it had looked not been that political, they said, oh, this is a political thing, trying to make it non-political. And they're right. They're right. They admit it. Now suddenly Biden wants to take the politics out of it. Biden wants to take the politics out of it. Yet he wants to control the states. The man needs to be impeached. We need to fight. We have a year, and it's going to be tough to survive the next year, folks. We got a year to take over the House and the Senate and keep the Senate. We have a year to pack the House and the Senate with conservatives. We need to push like heck for that. Because that's the only way we're going to get our nation back. We need to be able to control that president and those idiots in the Congress and the House. We need to start challenging these people with our vote. We need to start writing. See, we write as constituents to our Republicans typically, but not to the Democrats. Democrats are the most important ones to write to, and you need to tell them you're not going to vote for them. You need to tell them you're going to tell everybody else not to vote for them. Y'all need to get out there and get on, you know, YouTube or whatever else and start to tell people, hey, wake up, world. We need to stop being afraid. You know, one of the best things, I'm looking at getting it back out on the streets again. One of the best things to have those good old street rallies. Grab a microphone and nobody's going to censor you then. I don't know. We have to stop it. We have to stop this. It's not going in a good place. Frustration doesn't even begin to tell how I feel. I want to calm down for a minute. Then we're going to get back to the topic. So these podcasts do cost us money. We do have a great sponsor. But I'm going to tell a story to calm down from the situation and get back to the topic at hand. We're going to switch gears a little bit in a minute. But I used to work on in the field. I worked in field service out on the road. And as I would travel across the country and different states, I would stop in rest stops. One of the most fun things is to stop in a rest stop and talk to some of these truckers. Truckers are pretty smart people. You know, they see the world, they see what's going on. Very conservative in general. Most are pro-life. In fact, they have churches that are actually in truck stops, and they have church inside a tractor trailer. I don't know if you've ever seen that. There's a bunch of them. We have one right around here. I'm kind-hearted. Yes, thank you, Anna. And I enjoyed so much, you know, talking to them, and I learned all the different stories. There's all different kinds of truck drivers. There's some that drive local trucks, some that drive cross country. Most of the cross country, I had a good friend. My son's friend took up truck for about 2 months, and he got sick of it because it was 24/7 and, you know, rush, rush, rush. But there's more and more movement of freight these days. And the pandemic is kind of to blame for that because of all the online shopping. But there are certain jobs in trucking that are actually pretty decent. And one of our sponsor is really has a great opportunity. This is for people in Nashville area, for CDLA team drivers. It's for Commodore Express. This gentleman works for Commodore Express, with Central Tennessee's premier refrigerated truckload carrier. And they're hiring for CDLA in the Nashville area. And the interesting thing is West Coast runs. They do it weekly. And they only run to the West Coast. And they're home for the weekends. And they do offer some flexible schedules. It's a family-oriented company. They take pride in what they do. They're fair. They're respectful and honest. If full-time, part-time, retired, casual drivers, and even female drivers are encouraged to apply, and they're able to work with just about anyone to fill your needs. So if you know anyone in that area, and they're one of our great sponsors again, have them visit Commodore Express online at commodoreexpress.net to learn more about this great opportunity and request an online application, or call Robert at recruiting at 615-287-5140, extension 1, to get started on a better career path. That's Commodore Express, 615-287-5140. 287-5140, extension 1. Commodore Express looks forward to seeing your seat in one of their seats. So please do support our great sponsors. Let people know if you know anybody in that area and they want a great opportunity. The pay is really good too for these truck drivers. It's really a wonderful opportunity. And also for our sponsorships, if you throw us some hearts, some flowers, or whatever you can do on your, depending on what your app does for this Podbean, please let us know. Throw some likes at us. It's very important to know that we're getting the ratings. Otherwise, we won't be anymore. Great turnout tonight, by the way. Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone. God bless every one of you. I'm sure the topic was the big one tonight. And we're going to continue probably next week once we see what happens. But let's look at some of the ludicrous things that are going on with this whole mandate thing. So locally we have a hospital system, Geisinger Hospital System, one of the biggest monopolistic conglomerates that has eaten up just about every hospital in the Northeast Pennsylvania area. Now they have great doctors, there's no doubt about that, but they pretty much think they own the world. They know everything, that they're the virologists of the world. They're smart. They know all about this thing that's going on right now. And they said, okay, if you get the jab and you work for us, we'll give you $500. If you don't get the jab, we're going to fire you. Now tell me if that makes any sense whatsoever. Look, if you're going to go out and get this thing, you're going to get it anyway. If you want your job, you're going to get it. You don't have to be given $500. Especially when, if you don't get it, you're going to be basically trashed in the toilet. Does that make any sense? I mean, nothing that happens today makes any sense whatsoever. There's no logic, no reason to anything that goes on in the private sector or in the governmental sector. I mean, zero. Zero sense. And all new employees have to get that too. There's never in the history of the United States of America, never can you tell me one time in the United States of America that every person in the private sector was forced to take some kind of poison into their system or potential poison into their system in order to work. That's unconstitutional. You want to talk about unconstitutional, Mr. Biden? That's unconstitutional. You want to talk about something evil? That's abuse. Patently abuse. That's the same as whipping the women over in Afghanistan into submission. We're no better than the Afghans. We're no better than the Taliban. There's a very special place in hell for you, Mr. Biden, and I won't see you there because I'm going the other way. And I'm sure most of my, if not all my listeners, are going that other place too. So we're not going to see you down there in the future. But I know who's going to be down there with you. Mrs. Pelosi. Mr. Schumer. Mrs. Clinton. Mr. Biden. Oh, yeah. You're going to have fun. You have a party down there. Hope you like it warm. Toasted Biden. There you go. How could you do something so evil knowing where you're going to end up? And it's not going to be the good place. You know, the controlling government, they're like, you can't. First they tell you, now here's another one. First they tell you you can't smoke cigarettes. We're going to tax the hell out of them. Then we're going to tell you you can't smoke them anyway. We're going to take the menthol out of them and all the other stuff. I don't smoke cigarettes. But why should you be told you can't smoke a cigarette? Then they get these things called Juul and other names that they have that they put out this vapor stuff. It's supposed to be better than smoking cigarettes. There's no tar or nicotine or ash. Now they want to ban them. What, are you going to ban everything? Next thing you know, it'll be, and they've already started banning, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say they're going to start banning the books, but they've already done that. What the hell's the matter with Dr. Seuss? You know, the Nazis burned books too. That's how it starts, folks. We're well started. We're well into this. The only question now is, what do we do with it? How do we fight back? Now, here's an interesting challenge for you. Think about how you would communicate. So, let's say you wanted to get a group together to try and figure out how to fix the broken system. How would you communicate? How would you get together without getting noticed by those who hate you? You know, the big problem with the January 6th incident was what it did to a lot of the groups that were out there. The 3%ers were a really big group. 3%ers were a quasi-militia group, I guess, and they made too big of a voice themselves. A lot of people they had, quite a number, banned after the January the 6th incident because a few traitors joined their organization and found out what they were up to. You know, you can't get together. There's no way. There is no communication system that can be used that's not interceptable. Can't send texts. You can't use social media. Can't use your phone. Can't even use radio, ham radio. You know, ham radio is probably the best option because you can jump frequencies and use encryption methods and other things that will keep you hidden, but it's still not perfect. So think about that. How would you put a group together? Let's say you want to put Trump in 2020. Let's think about this seriously. Let's say we want to put Trump back in 2024. How can we get together? How can we band together the way we did in the past? How would you do it? Not possible, folks. Everything is monitored. It's like China. We're living in China, 1984. We're living in China. We are controlled by the world powers, by the World Bank, the World Health Organization, NATO, and others. To what end? What do they want of us? What do they want of the whole world? Do they want to enslave the whole world? Soylent Green? Turn us all into Soylent Green? I remember a show, there was a movie. God, I can't remember the name of it. Maybe somebody will remember. If you remember it, post it up on my page here. There was a movie where you were only allowed to live to a certain age. I forget it was 50 or 60, but it was 50. I don't remember the age. When you reached that age, you had to go in the machine and die, basically. They incinerated you. And that's what it's come to. I can't remember the name of that movie. Boy, it's what it's come to right now. Comply or else. And then someone didn't comply and went out and said they're going to live forever. That one person begat two or three, begat many, and took back their world. God, I wish I could remember the name of that movie. It was a great movie. It's what we need to do. We need to go back and just not comply. Do not walk into that death chamber. Don't walk into that incinerator and say, poof, you're 50 years old, you're done. That brings up another interesting, I hadn't even thought about this one, but I don't know if you heard that Australia now is saying that they're going to choose, pick and choose because the hospital systems are being filled up. Now, that's a bunch of malarkey to begin with. So they're saying that they're going to pick and choose. And basically, if you're have the jab, they're going to take you in if you have a heart attack, and if not, you're going to die in the street. And you know who else said that? Jimmy Kimmel, evil bastard. Logan's Run, that's it. There you go, Joanne. That's Logan's Run. That's the one. That evil bastard, Jimmy Kimmel, he went out, he said that. The same thing. He said, look, so we're going to the hospitals are getting filled. What are we going to do with the regular cases of when people come get sick and come in? And he basically said that the people that didn't have the jab and were taking ivermectin instead were coming in with a heart attack, a stroke, or something else. Basically, they can die. I mean, that was literally what he said. What an evil bastard. What evil. How evil. How sick can you get? Some stupid comedian holding up a decapitated head of Donald Trump. Think about that. Should have been put in jail for the threat. But no, they're not put in jail, so she'll never show. People got mad at her. But guess what? She's still out there. What the hell's the matter with this country? You know, we're running out of time. I got so much to say tonight. Maybe we'll save some for next week. How's that sound, folks? Yeah. Kathy Griffith. I know the details. I don't know all the names. I'm not like your typical podcaster, but I don't care. Everybody should know these things, and no point in going over the super details, because there's things you can find on your own. And I do appreciate the feedback. This is great. And it's wonderfully interactive. But you know, anybody missed the beginning of the podcast? Great podcast tonight. It'll be available for playback in recorded mode in about 15 minutes, if not sooner. Well worth listening to. We got to get up. We got to stand up against the evil that's infiltrated our nation. We got to stand up and fight. We can't quit. We got to say no. We got to just say no. Say no. Everybody have a great evening. We're going to see you next week. I got to calm down, folks. My roof is leaking. I got to get a new car, and I got to get a podcast for next week. So there you go. Yeah, absolutely, Joe, and I agree. Thank you so much. We had a great turnout tonight. Throw a few more likes before they close the podcast out while I'm playing my tunes. And everybody have a wonderful week. Try to stay calm. Try to figure out how to defeat the evil that has taken over our nation. God bless. Good evening. We'll see you next week. Same time, 10 p.m. Eastern. 45-minute show on Podbean. God bless. Good night, everybody.